And I'd like to preach to you this morning about faith. We need faith for the living of these days. Not everyone has faith. But those who do, brethren, are the children of God. It's given to us a measure of faith. We receive it. We receive it from God. We receive it at or about the time of regeneration. I think at the time of regeneration. Paul says we're given a measure of faith. That enables us to believe. To believe the things of God. To believe the Word of God. To believe in God. To believe what He says. It enables us to walk by faith. It enables us to live by faith. And I want to preach to you this morning about faith. I'm woefully ignorant about faith. I've tried to study about it. And I want to read to you this morning a verse that's been a sort of an enigma to me and hard to understand. And I still don't understand it, but I think I have a little insight into it. And I want to share it with you this morning. Would you go to that lovely book of Hebrews for me? Hebrews chapter 11. We finished last Sunday night, I think. We stopped at the beginning of chapter 11. And I want to begin in chapter 11 now, this morning, and continue on tonight. I don't know if I'm going to start preaching in the morning time from Hebrews, but I may. I'll pray about it, and you pray about it. But this week, faith has been on my mind, and what better place to go than the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And I want to read, brethren, to you verses 1 through 3. Of chapter 11, Hebrews. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. If I read that correctly, brethren, that's Hebrews 11, 1 through 3. God bless, it is my prayer, God bless the reading and the preaching of His Word. I won't pray further audibly. But I assure you, between sentences and thoughts, I'm praying that God will bless me to preach His Word. And I hope you'll pray that God will bless me to preach His Word and bless you and me to hear and understand it. This beginning of chapter 11 of Hebrews, you know that chapter 11 is often called the Heroes of Faith chapter, or the Roll Call of Faith. Or the Hall of Faith. We have halls of fame, don't we? We have here the Hall of Faith. The Hall of famous men and women of God who lived by faith and walked by faith. They lived out their faith. Well, before we study these individuals, the writer of Hebrews starts to teach us about what is faith anyway. He's going to describe, the writer of Hebrews is going to describe great men and women of faith, and in many cases, what they did by faith. But before he describes that for us, he starts talking to us about what faith is. Let's just look at verses 1 through 3. Now. Look at verse 38 in chapter 10. Now. Starts out with the word now. When I was preaching on that some time ago, I said, now, is he saying, now hear this? Like men and women on a Navy ship, they have that signal, or at least did when I was a boy and watched war movies. This signal came on, this whistle. Brother Eddie's probably heard it. Brother Eddie, you ever heard that? Now hear this? Or was that just in the movies? He heard it. Brother Eddie was he was in the Navy. He went all the way to Japan. He's probably heard that. Now hear this. I bet when that signal came on, I bet he stopped what he was doing and listened. And the writer of Hebrews says now. In verse 38, he says, now the just shall live by faith. In chapter 11, verse 1, he says, Now hear this. Or, on the other hand, brethren, it may mean right now in time. As you and I are living, he's about to tell us something that applies to us right now as we live. Now, and it's been, since God gave man faith, it's been the case. Faith is. What is faith? It's the substance of things hoped for. Faith, brethren, is a substance. It's a real thing. It exists. It's substantial. I'm not sure you can see faith, but you can see faith in action, can't you? You can see it in our lives. Faith is a thing that's kind of hard to define. There's a thing that a Supreme Court justice said. He was trying to define it one time, and he said, "It's hard for me to define, but I know it when I see it." And I'm not going to name what that thing was. I don't want to talk about that. But his thought was, it's a little bit hard to define, but I know it when I see it. That's a good thought. And when we see, brethren, faith, when we see it in somebody, we recognize it. Now, faith is the substance. It's real. It's a substance. It's a real thing. It's substantial. It is the substance of things hoped for. Hoped for. Matthew Henry says, faith and hope go together. Now, brethren, there's a difference in hope just for hope's sake, or a kind of a vague hope or a fleeting hope. There's a difference in that and a hope based on faith. I thought of this illustration. It's not the best, but I thought of this. Sometimes my son-in-law and daughter, who live in North Georgia and have my two grandsons, they'll say, "Pappy, we're coming down Friday night. We'll be there about 10 o'clock. And brethren, I'm hoping for their arrival. And I'm expecting it because they've told me that. And so far, they've not failed me. They've been faithful to show up. But if I just say, if I haven't heard from them and I just say, "Oh, I hope they'll come. I hope they'll come tonight," and they haven't told me they're coming, that's a fleeting and a hope, and it's really not based on faith. But brethren, there are things in the Word of God that God is faithful and He doesn't fail us. And when He says it, brethren, you can have faith in it and you can hope for it to come. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's a substantial thing, and it's based on hope, not just a bare hope, but a hope based on faith. What things, brethren, what do you hope for with regard to God and the things of God? What do you hope for? Well, I could hope for things in this life. I could hope to win the lottery. I'm never going to win it because I'm never going to play it. I could hope for just anything. I could just have a wild hope. It's not going to happen. But brethren, what things of God do you hope for? Well, I hope for blessings from God. I hope for joy, righteousness, and peace in the Holy Ghost. I hope for communion with my Lord. I hope for blessings from Him. I hope for His good hand upon me. And that's up to Him, brethren. That's up to Him. But He's promised to, for those who trust and obey, there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, to be happy in this life, but to trust and obey. Faith and hope go together. We hope for the coming of the Lord. We look for that. Well, I look for His coming day by day, brethren. The final coming, which many people call the second coming, I don't know when that's going to be. He's told us He's not going to tell us. But brethren, the daily coming in communion, I hope for that. I look for that. I want that. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's also, he adds, the evidence of things not seen. Evidence. Evidence. You know, I was a lawyer and I was always concerned with the evidence. I was a prosecutor most of the time, And it was my job to marshal the evidence, to present the evidence. And so when I got the police report, I was just combing it for evidence. I had to find out what's here. Is there enough evidence here to convict this person? Primarily, I was concerned, is he or she guilty? I kept that in the back of my mind always. I didn't want some trumped up charge. But if I felt like they were and it was a good case, I'm looking for evidence. I'm looking for evidence to present. Because I would say, brethren, and when I got to be a judge and I was charging the jury at the end of a trial, I would say to them, evidence is the means by which a thing is proved or disproved. I was thinking about that charge to the court. I had a lot of it memorized. It had been a few years now and I've lost it. But that was one of the things that we used to say to that 12-person trier of fact over there. When all the evidence was in and closed up and both sides rested and they closed, then it was my job to say to the jury, I'm going to instruct you in the law. And I would say evidence is the means by which a fact is proved or disproved. And then I would go on and say there are two types of evidence, direct and circumstantial. And I remember a little bit of that. But brethren, this writer here, he knows something about evidence and faith. He says it's evidence of things not seen. Do you believe, brethren, in your faith, do you believe that there are things that you can't see with the natural eye, but you know them to be true? That's the evidence. You've got evidence, brethren. You've got that evidence there. Let me give you a quote. This is from Matthew Henry. Listen to this, brethren. Listen. And it's about evidence of things not seen, but you know them to be true. A fact. You know it. Faith demonstrates to the eye of the mind, faith demonstrates to the eye of the mind the reality of those things that cannot be discerned by the eye of the body. I love that quote. Isn't that good? Let me say it again. Read it again. I didn't think this up. Somebody else did. Faith demonstrates to the eye of the mind that there are real things, the reality of those things that cannot be discerned by the eye of the body. It's like, I can't see it with my eye, but my mind knows that it's true. I know it. I know it for a fact. And I'm blessed, and you're blessed, brethren, if you have faith, if you have that measure of faith, and that you're using it. There was a man named Thomas who walked with Jesus. And Jesus went to the cross and died. And he went to the grave. He was buried. And some folks said, he's risen. He's alive. He's risen. Our Jesus, who we loved and followed and talked to, and he fed us and he took care of us and he taught us. You saw him dead on the tree, or maybe placed in the grave. Last you saw him. But now the grave's empty and he's alive. And Thomas said, Oh no. I don't believe that unless I do this. Unless I walk up to him and do this. Look at his side. Look at the nail prints. And not long after that, Jesus said, hello, Thomas. He didn't say that, but you know what I'm saying, paraphrasing. And Thomas said, it's you. He said, my Lord and my God. I think that's what he said. And Jesus said, okay, Thomas, you have seen me with the natural eye, and now you believe. And then what did Jesus go on to say that helps us, helps me? Blessed are those who've not seen me with the natural eye and yet believe. Who through the eye of faith, their faith demonstrates to their eye of their mind that I'm real and I'm living and I'm risen. The reality of those things which cannot be discerned, which they can't see with the natural eye. I touched on this to begin early on. Where does it come from? That faith that you have, where does it come from? God gives us. It comes from through the Holy Spirit of God, a measure of faith. 2 Thessalonians 3:2 says this, all men have not faith. Another way of saying that is, not everybody has faith. Not everybody. But praise God, you do. Or you wouldn't have got up this morning, showered, put on your good clothes and come to this place. Because you believe, you have faith, and you believe that there is a one true and living God. You believe that He exists. It's a part of the fruit of the Spirit, faith is. Galatians 5:22. It's planted in us a seed at regeneration, I believe. And hopefully it grows. Hopefully it grows, but it's there. It's there. We're given that measure of faith to believe. And what is it that we believe? How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent Word. In the Word of God. We believe what the Word of God says. The written Word of God. We believe that God is omnipotent. That He's all-powerful. That He's omniscient. That He knows everything. That He's omnipresent. That He's everywhere present. Nowhere absent. We believe that He loves us with an everlasting love. Brethren, it takes faith. You got to have that seed of faith planted in you to believe that. There are many out there who don't believe that. They're not able to believe it. But you and I believe it, brethren. We believe that because He loves us with an everlasting love, He gave His only begotten Son. That we wouldn't perish, but we'd have everlasting life. We'd live forever. He that believeth in Me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, Jesus said. We believe God gave His only begotten Son, and the Son came to save us from our sins. We believe we're justified. An unholy people are now justified before a holy God because of the work of Christ our Lord. We believe He lived. He came. He took on the seed of Abraham. He was made flesh and dwelt among us. And He went to the cross and died, and He rose again. And He's now seated, as Brother Ron prayed in his prayer and acknowledged this morning, at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen, but they're real. Verse 2, By faith, the elders obtained a good report. Who are the elders? This Hebrew writer here, this writer to the Hebrews, he says, the elders, by faith, obtained a good report. Well, who are they? Who were they? Well, part of them were the Old Testament saints. This chapter is full of them by name. And some he doesn't name. He just describes what they did. But he starts out with Abel. By faith, Abel. Brethren, that's pretty far back in time, isn't it? It's all the way back to Adam and Eve's son. Abel. Enoch in verse 5. Noah, verse 7. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob in the following verses. By faith, for by it, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. They're all reported well of. Enoch walked with God. Got to have faith, brethren, to walk with God. Noah built an ark. Took him a lot of years. He hammered and he nailed and he cut with his axe and adds, by faith. By faith, by it the elders obtained a good report. Faith goes backward, brethren. We can look back on the people of faith and it goes forward. It comes forward all the way to us and beyond. Are you walking by faith? Are you worthy of God noting your name and saying He's walking by faith? I'm going to give Him a good report. What's your report card look like? Are you walking by faith? By it the elders obtained a good report. So it's possible, brethren, that we get a good report by faith. And the third verse, the last verse we're going to discuss, through faith we understand. Now, brethren, that's you and me. He talked about the elders and going way back, all the way back to Abel, but now he comes to us, those in the present day when he was writing, and all the way to us. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. We don't just believe it, brethren, but we understand it to be so. In the beginning was the Word. This is John, Gospel, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. And that, brethren, is the Son of God, the Word, the living Word, Jesus. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3, John chapter 1, verse 3. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. John 1, 1 through 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Framed. A design, an intelligent design. God's design. That's one of the, brethren, that's one of the basic tenets of our faith, that God created you and me and the world around us. We were created. He created the universe, the earth, everything in it, you and me. By faith, we understand that. Let me read to you, brethren, an elder who understood that also. Go to Psalm 33. Psalm 33, verses 6 through 9. In my Bible, it's not indicated who wrote this psalm, but some elder did. Maybe David, maybe another. But Psalm 33, verse 6 says, "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth." You know how He did that, brethren? He said, "Let there be." He spoke it into existence. There was nothing there. I read in Matthew Henry, he said, we can create something out of matter. You and I can. Somebody created this pulpit right here out of pre-existing matter, wood. They created this. But brethren, you create me something out of nothing, and my hat's off to you. Only God can do that. Only God can do that. He spoke it into existence. Where there was nothing, brethren, He spoke something into existence. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. He commanded, and it stood fast. He commanded, and it stood fast. Oh, I'm reading in How Firm a Foundation. I wanted to read in Great is Thy Faithfulness. It's the line where it says, what number is Great is Thy Faithfulness?
28.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Jane. 28. Listen to this. The writer of these words knew about it, about God commanding, and it stood fast. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above. He knew about it, didn't he? God says, I'm putting you there, now stay there. I'm instituting the seasons, now keep rolling along. I told Brother Ralph yesterday, I saw him Saturday, Friday, and I said, Brother Ralph, I'm ready for fall. He didn't say anything. I said to myself, Brother Ralph must not like cold weather. I don't know. But I'm ready for fall. I can say that, brethren, because fall is coming around. I know it and you know it. How do we know it, brethren? Because of our faith in God. He put the earth to spinning on its axis, and He created the seasons for that earth that He made. Through faith, brethren, that God has given you, you understand. You understand, brethren, and I understand more than the person who has the PhD who thinks that the earth came from out into existence on its own, or it's always been, or it's evolved into this. You understand more than he or she. You and I, who can't touch them with a 10-foot pole as far as their education goes, you understand more than they do. Because, brethren, God's given you faith and the ability to understand it. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of the Lord, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. I love that. I love that. We can look at things with the natural eye and we see them, but we know, brethren, that somebody that I can't see with the natural eye made those. He created it. I love that. I love that statement, brethren. And that, brethren, is a basic tenet of your faith and mine right there. And you and I are blessed to understand it. Now, God willing, tonight, we won't talk about the creation of the natural world, but we're going to talk about a man who offered a sacrifice because he knew he was a sinner. At that point, sin had entered into the world, and he offered an excellent sacrifice, and he obtained witness that he was righteous, and that man was Abel. We'll talk about that tonight, spiritual things, not just the naturally created things. One of the first tenets of our faith is that God created the worlds, the universe, and everything in it. Out of nothing, he spoke it into existence. He said, "Let there be," and there was. If you understand that truth, brethren, if you have faith, which is a fruit of the Spirit of God, you are blessed indeed. Oh God in heaven, thank you for giving us faith to understand. Thank you for giving us faith to believe in the one true and living God. We thank you for loving us and saving us and making us your own. Oh Lord God, thank you for your word. How awesome you are, how majestic you are. May we get a glimpse of you, O Lord God. May we believe you. May we live by the faith you've given us. May we walk by faith and not by sight. May we follow your word and your will, O Lord God. Thank you for your great faithfulness to us. Thank you for the measure of faith you've given us. May we serve you better day by day. Father God, bless the reading of your word and the preaching of your word, I pray. Get honor and glory from it, O God, and may we grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. In His name we pray, and for His sake, amen. We're going to stand and sing a hymn, brethren. If you love God, it's because He first loved you. His Word tells us that. That's a firm foundation in the Word of God. If you love Him, it's simply because He first loved you. If you want to serve Him with the people here in this place, come forward and make your request known. Let us know that. You'll be received in any way.